Archers
Omnibus
for the week 3 to 8 October 2004.
Come on, you recalcitrant beast!
Yeah, go on. There you go. Hello, you two. What are you doing to that poor animal?
Oh, Mum, happy birthday.
Yeah, many happy returns, Jim.
Thank you both. Are Shula and Alistair here yet?
No, it could be any time. They said not to wait for them. He's on call.
Oh, I see.
Where's Dad?
He's taken my cake inside. He's only just finished icing it.
He's going to have a full-time job if he's not careful. Every family birthday there is.
I don't think he'd mind. He enjoys it.
Yeah, of course he does. But you've been able to put your feet up today, haven't you?
Oh, hardly. She hasn't stopped.
Hi, Phil.
Mum, what have you been doing?
Well, after church, we had a great powwow with Alan about the harvest supper.
Yes, I've got to talk to you about that, David. He suggests we put up the fake tea tent for the children's activities in case it rains.
Oh, right.
And then she spent all afternoon on the phone to the good ladies of the WI about their apple pie.
It was worth it, though. I finally managed to get hold of Betty.
Well, I should hope so. Wouldn't be harvest supper without some of her apple pies.
I know. Apparently she and Phoebe were out all day yesterday at a poultry show.
They weren't showing their silkies already.
No, but they've entered them for another one in a couple of weeks. Anyway, once I'd heard all that, it was time to come here.
Well, it sounds exhausting.
Yes. I must say, I'm gasping for a cup of tea.
Well, let's go and get the kettle on.
Oi, what about this cow?
Oh, what's the matter with her?
Well, I thought she was about to calve yesterday, but nothing's happened. If anything, her udder's gone loose.
That's very odd.
Yeah, so I thought I'd get her in, see what's going on.
Mm. Do you want me to come with you?
Phil,
Are you coming in and have some tea? David can manage.
Yeah, I'll check her over and I'll be right in. But don't start without me.
Move your feet.
What?
Lift your feet up. I want to do there.
Sorry.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah, a bloke doing the housework, I know.
No. This has got to be the first present I've ever had from Uncle Alf that's actually any good. I wasn't expecting it to work.
You've done a good job.
Well, we've got to leave the flat nice, Em.
Oh, I could have done it.
Hello. I'm not having you moving furniture, thank you very much. You can write some more thank you letters. What else have you picked for our new place anyway?
Just marking it all up in the catalogue. I hope they've got it all.
Ah, they will. That self-assembly stuff you just pick off the shelf.
Yeah. Don't know when we're going to have time to put it together though.
Nor me. But I'll work through the night if I have to.
I will. Well, I'll help you.
You will not. You've got enough stress at work with Kenton disappearing.
I've got a temp.
You've still got the extra responsibility when you should be resting.
Will, I'm fine.
You're not to get yourself tired.
I won't. Anyway, you don't notice you're tired, do you, when it's all so exciting?
You're really up for the cottage now, aren't you?
Brian and Jennifer have been so thoughtful about it. Decorating and that.
Yeah, they have.
And letting us choose our own things. We'll get this catalogue back to Jennifer, really. She's got to get it all organised.
Okay, you finish what you're doing and get yourself ready and we'll take it over.
Okay.
And I'll make a start on the kitchen.
Have you heard anything from Kenton yet?
Not yet. I think he's still in the air somewhere.
Said he'd phone when he got there.
And Mel's going into hospital tomorrow.
That's right. The operation's on Tuesday.
Mum, can you shush? I can't concentrate.
Do you mind? It's Gran's birthday.
No, we must be distracting.
Yes, sorry, Pip. What are you doing?
Maths.
That's all right. You're good at maths.
I'm stuck.
Well, now, let's have a look. Well, you've got to multiply that by that first, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, then. 3, 8,
24.
That's right. That's 4 down, carry 2.
What?
They don't do it like that now, Phil.
How else can you do it?
No, they just don't say it like that.
Yeah.
Pip, leave that a minute, will you? Go and tell the boys to wash their hands for tea.
But I've got this to do.
I know, don't worry about it just now.
But I have to finish it today.
Oh, sorry, Ruth.
It's not your fault, Phil. I'm afraid our homework's getting to be a bit of a trial.
Is it?
She's been at it on and off all the weekend. David found her in tears over a French.
Poor Pip.
He had to help her in the end.
And was he able to?
Just about.
Why do they load them down with so much? She's only just started.
Oh, she'll sort herself out in time. It's all very new.
That's what we keep saying. She'll need a half-term break, though.
So will you, by the sound of it.
I don't know that we've done the right thing, letting her go in for Linda's Christmas show on top of it all.
I gather you came away with a plum part.
Yeah. I'm still not quite sure how I let that happen. Right, I think that's everything.
Sorry. Have you got a minute, love?
Well, not really.
You go, Ruth. Don't worry about us.
Mm. Oh, okay, then. What is it?
Mum, they won't listen to me. Where's Mum?
She's gone to help your dad for a minute. Now, what about this maths?
I know.
Where were you? 3/8, was it?
I can use my calculator.
Oh, of course.
594.
Good. So, what are we going to do now?
I don't know. I'm stuck.
There's no need to get upset, love.
I'm so stupid.
Of course you're not. But if you're having trouble, everyone in your class is too.
They're not, though. Sarah McCombie got full marks last week.
Phil, sorry to interrupt. Could we borrow you for a minute?
Me? Yes, of course. What's up?
We could do with a second opinion.
And then there were two.
We've both had a feel.
You can't seem to get through the neck of the worm.
No.
You can't even tell there's a calf in there, can you?
No.
That's what I think it is, isn't it?
It's just a twisted womb. It's got to be. That calf must have been doing somersaults. Oh,
great.
We need Alistair.
Will it have to be a cesarean?
Well, I don't know if you...
All right, girl.
Hey, hang on. Was that a calf?
I'm sorry. I can't wait a minute longer for this tea.
Nor me. I'm sick of homework.
Is that Shula and Alistair?
Yeah, they're here.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Hiya. Dad's dragging them all off to the cow shed.
Oh, no.
I'm going to see.
Honestly, what about your homework?
What about it? Daniel, wait for me.
And what about my tea?
Hang on.
You only brought me this way because of all the kissing gate.
Would I?
You know you would. Oh, it's lovely along here.
Yeah. Birds will soon have these berries, though.
Yeah?
Well, I saw goldcrest last week.
It's like we missed a whole season. We went to Cancun, it was summer, and now...
Yeah. I wouldn't have missed it, though. We had some fantastic walks there, too, didn't we?
All along the beach. Oh, I can't wait to see the photos.
Me neither. I've hardly got over the wedding photos yet.
It's weird. It seems like they're us, but they're not us, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. It's like a dream.
Yeah.
No, I mean all of it, Em. It's like everything's come right all at once.
Yeah.
And the baby and everything. Mum and Dad are so happy for us.
And Joe.
He's going to be a really great, great granddad.
As long as he doesn't want to start taking it out in the trap of his too early.
I think he's more got visions of sitting in his recliner, you know, going backwards and forwards. Em, you know your mum?
Yeah.
She didn't seem exactly thrilled.
Yeah, she is.
Really?
Well, she... I think it was just the shock.
Is that all? I thought she might think we were too young.
No, not really. Anyway, that's our business.
Yeah. Only, well, even saying April, anyone can work out it wasn't really a honeymoon baby, can't they? And once you've seen the midwife and got an accurate date, she's not going to be funny about that, is she?
No. Not really. To be honest, I think it's as much about...
What?
Don't know if she feels ready to be a grandma. I mean, she's only 40.
41 next week.
Doesn't make much difference, Will.
No, maybe not. Oh, well, if that's all it is.
Plus her and Dad. This house building's giving them a load of stress.
Yeah, that's the impression I got. The bricklaying's going to be a long job.
Especially since Dad's so picky about it.
Well, it's got to be right. I don't mind giving him and Mike a hand.
Oh, don't be daft. You're busy enough. Then get Chris to pull his finger out.
Yeah, we're doing both good anyway. Getting away next weekend.
Yeah. Don't know why Dad's gone to such trouble finding the hotel where there's lots to do, though. All Mum's interested in is sleeping in a nice big bed for a change and taking loads of baths with the free bubbles.
No wonder.
He'll do her good. When she comes back, she'll be a lot more relaxed about everything.
The only thing to do is to... try to... if I could just try to turn the car.
Right. That's what I was hoping you'd do. Oh.
Obviously, I haven't got much room for manoeuvre.
All right. She's getting quite distressed, isn't she?
I'm doing my best, Jill. I think I'm getting there. Yes! Yes, done it.
Oh, Alice, stand.
Fantastic.
Now, stand back.
Oh, mind you, Alice, Phil.
What? Oh, yes.
What now?
Oh, good question. Yeah, well, the car feels in the normal position now, anyway. She might do it by herself, but I think we may as well draw it, you know?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Do you want the ropes?
Oh, let's see how we go.
Hang on. If I come by you... Yeah! How are you doing?
Nearly. Right. Here it comes.
If I help it out...
Yeah.
Oh, well done, Alistair.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Hey, and a heifer too.
Don't mention it.
Well, she's breathing all right.
Thanks, Alistair. Thank you so much.
She seems strong enough anyway.
Yeah. Come on, up you get. Have a drink.
She's saying hello.
Well, she's a lot happier anyway.
I'm not surprised.
She's had it.
Yeah, all safe and sound.
Can we have tea now, then?
Oh, yes, please. I thought you'd never ask.
Carrots, parsnips, sweet, squash and pumpkin. I know, peppers.
Morning, Kirstie.
Oh, hello, Peggy. Thanks ever so much for coming in like this.
Oh, that's all right. It'll be of use. Oh, I thought I was going to be late. I came in on the Lily Roadway because I thought it'd be quicker. But a lorry had broken down and... Oh, what are you doing, dear?
Well, we always change the displays on a Monday, so we've got to lose the cheese from last week, and I thought we could have seasonal vegetables instead.
Well, peppers aren't seasonal, are they?
Well, no, but they're colourful.
Yes, I suppose so. I've never been very fond of them myself. They give you indigestion.
Oh, yeah?
Jack's the same, so I never buy them.
No?
And if ever Jennifer's cooking something with them in, which she does a lot, she's quite an adventurous cook, you know, and we're going round, she always makes sure to take the skins off, because I think those are the most indigestible part.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, Peggy, I was hoping I could ask you to do the display while I get on with some invoices.
Oh.
Well, with the month end falling last week, there's going to be some that need paying.
The trouble is, I'm not very artistic, and if it involves climbing in the window...
Oh, no, it's just the table near the door.
Oh, well, I'll have a go.
Thanks. And then it's the usual, you know, till, shelf stocking...
Yes, I know. You can leave it to me.
Right. Well, I'll get on. If you need any help, just give me a call.
You don't mind if I take my coat off first?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Peggy. Of course, yeah.
You're looking rather tired, dear. You're getting enough rest.
Well, not at the moment, no.
And I don't suppose you're eating properly. Never mind, I've brought her some of my cherry cues.
What?
Well, they're like a sort of flapjack, but soft, because Jack has trouble sometimes with hard things.
Right.
So, before we do anything, let's have one of those eat and a nice cup of tea, shall we?
Lovely.
Oh, I must give Jack a ring, if that's all right.
Yeah, whatever.
Because I didn't remind him before I came out, and I know he'll forget otherwise.
Now come along, Constanza. I'm just trying to see if your toenails need a trim.
Oi, Mrs. Snell!
I know, sweetheart. He is a noisy man. Good morning, Eddie.
Here, I want to ask you something. Who's this Mrs. Fezziwig?
Mrs. Oh, you mean in my show?
Yeah, that you got Clary playing. Well, you made her read so many bits you can't remember which it was.
Oh, I knew from the start. She's perfect, Mrs. Fezziwig.
Who is she then?
Well, she's a delightful, good-natured woman, the perfect hostess, and she has a very charming dance with Mr. Fezziwig.
Oh, yeah, who have you got lined up to play in?
I haven't. The auditions are tomorrow. Why? Were you thinking of...
Oh, no. Not this year, I'm afraid.
Oh, what a shame.
I'm always rushed off my feet in the run-up to Christmas, and that's with Ed around.
You think he'll still be away?
Oh, who knows? He's not the best at keeping in touch. Well, Clary would like it if he rang more often, but what can you do?
Very little, I suppose.
Nothing, actually. Any road, I've come to see Robert. About my cider club.
Ah, I don't think he'll be interested, thank you, Eddie. We don't drink a lot of cider.
Well, that's where you're missing out.
Robert's palate is more attuned to a decent Grenache or a malt whisky.
Yeah, well, wait till you taste the vintage blend I'm doing this year. How the club works.
I really don't think he'll be interested.
He's in though, is he?
Yes, but that doesn't
great.
Mean...
Ta-ra. Oh, you'll be seeing Dad at your auditions any road.
Joe? Who's he hoping to play?
Oh, do you know, I wasn't listening. Quite a big part, he said.
Really? Well, it's not the casting I had in mind, but he might make Marley's ghost, I suppose.
No, that wasn't
it. He does have that somewhat sepulchral tone, and he was quite convincing on your ghost walk.
No, it isn't a ghost. It's a real person. Got some funny name.
They've all got funny names. It's Dickens.
Who's the bloke whose story it is? You know,
Scrooge?
Yeah, that's the one.
Joe is offering himself up as my Ebenezer Scrooge?
He's a bit of a miserable old goat, isn't he? Sounds perfect for Dad.
Hiya. Having a break?
No. A breakdown.
How come?
Oh, nothing. What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be overseeing your food empire?
No, I've left it all in the hands of my capable staff. Stan and Susan have got the production so slick now, they hardly need me.
Oh, lucky for you.
Kirsty, what's the matter?
How did things seem to you in the shop?
Just now? Okay. Annie had quite a queue at the till.
Oh, yeah, right.
And Gran was chatting to some bloke near the pulses.
Oh, exactly. When there's a queue at the till, she ought to be helping Annie pack.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Oh, it's been the same all day. She's never stopped talking. I don't know whether to be grateful when there's a customer in to take the heat off me or worry that she's going to drive them all away.
She won't do that. I'm sure lots of people only come in here for a chat.
Oh, not anymore they won't. Not after they've had to suffer her going on about the harvest supper and what she did in the war and how Marjorie Antrobus is getting on with the new matron at the Laurels.
Oh, I see.
Oh, and then there's the endless cups of tea. And the phone calls to Jack to tell him she's ironed his socks, so and then he phones back to ask where they are, and she says she told him. Oh!
I'm here for you. Is there anything I can do?
Oh, no. You can't be here, can you?
Oh, not really. We're carving. Got the potato harvest.
There you are, then. Oh, look, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm being so ungrateful.
No, you're not.
It is useful to have another pair of hands. I suppose...
She's only trying to help.
Oh, I know, I know. It's not for long, is it?
No. I'm sure they'll find you someone.
Oh, I hope it's soon.
Do you mind if I put the kettle on, Kirsty?
No, not at all.
Only I find I get so dry. Must be the atmosphere in here.
Yeah, right.
Will you have a cup, Tom?
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Gran.
Kirsty?
Not for me, thanks.
Right. I'll be back in a minute to make it.
Oh... If I have any more tea, you'll be able to dunk a biscuit in me.
I tell you what, why don't I take you for a proper drink later?
Well, so far I've got Mike and Neil. Not that Neil thinks I'll have the time. Jazzy, me and Dad.
How's it going to work, actually?
Well, if it's like the old days, Eddie keeps a note of their hours and they're paid in cider accordingly.
No, I know that. I was meaning our cut, as we're providing the apples.
Oh, don't you worry, David. I'll calculate all that.
Yeah, well, we don't want to be fobbed off with any old gut rot, do we, Dad?
No. I wouldn't mind tasting some of this special Borsetshire beauty, though. Unless you're keeping all that back for wetting the baby's head.
Oh, I'll be laying some down, yeah. There's got to be a few advantages to being a granddad, eh?
Oh, you'll find lots, I can assure you.
Yeah, me and Clary can't wait.
And you're picking here when?
Oh, probably not till the end of the week. We're doing Grange Farm first.
Oh, good. That'll give us time to sort out some Hessian sacks. Or are you bringing them?
Oh, some more will be handy. I'll make sure you get them back.
Oh, yes, please. They're hard to come by these days.
Right, I'll try and catch Sam before milking. See if he's interested. And Bert's about, is he?
He's been potato hauling all day, but I think he's done the last load now.
Great. Oh, I've timed it just right.
What?
Linda Snell, coming up the track.
Oh. Well, she can't want me.
I've seen her once today, and that's plenty. See you.
Yeah.
Right, bye, Eddie. I wonder what this special cider of his is going to be like.
Well, I'm not holding out much hope. Knowing Eddie, it probably just means an extra rat in the barrel. Or a specially green bit of bacon, whatever.
Your mother really enjoyed her birthday yesterday, David. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's no trouble. We enjoyed it. That calf's still doing well.
Good.
Pip says we've got to call it Granny. Or at least Jill.
Oh, your mother will be pleased. did Pip get her homework done in the end?
Yeah, not till about 9. No wonder she can't get up in the mornings.
Oh, Ruth was saying how tired she gets.
Yeah.
Still, if you can just keep her going till half term.
Yeah. Although, with all the harvest supper stuff happening here the week before.
You've taken on quite a lot there, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, it's all coming together, though. The WI are in mad baking mode. George is all set to be apple expert. I had another idea, actually.
Another? Well, haven't you got enough to sort out already?
Good afternoon!
Oh, afternoon, Linda.
Hiya. No, I thought a conker competition.
Oh, that's a good one.
Did you say conkers?
Yes. Well, two competitions, actually. One for the kids and one for the grown-ups.
Oh, Robert will be pleased. He's a past Ambridge champion, as you may recall.
Oh, yes, that was years ago.
Soon after we arrived, yes.
Mm. He defeated Joe Grundy, didn't he?
Yes, despite Joe's despicable efforts at cheating.
Well, it won't take much organising. We'll have to add it to the post, if that's anything. Still, you're across all that, I expect, Linda. Is that why you're here, to see Ruth?
Oh, no. I'm here on show business.
Oh.
Yes, it is serendipitous you're being here, Phil. I'm rather counting on being able to persuade you to be my musical director once again.
Well, you're not doing a musical version of A Christmas Carol.
Oh, heavens, no. No, but we'll need some jolly Victorian parlour music and some carols, and I thought perhaps some handbells.
Oh, I see. Well, that sounds quite interesting.
Good. I feel we've always had such a harmonious partnership in the past.
Oh, yes. I think each of us knows the score.
Quite. Well, I must away to find young Sam.
Sam?
It's the male auditions tomorrow.
I don't think Andram's quite his thing.
Has he said as much?
Well, no, but, you know, he's more the outdoor type.
Ah, well, people can surprise you, David. I rather had him in mind for Scrooge.
What?
Oh, yes, I know what you're thinking, Phil. I had hoped that after my gender-blind casting of the spirits, people would have realised that I don't feel bound by stereotypes in this production.
Well, stereotypes or not, I'd have thought you had the perfect casting for Scrooge staring you in the face.
Yeah, living right opposite you, in fact.
Oh, no.
Joe Grundy.
One large red wine.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Mmm.
Better?
Much.
So, do you want to tell me about your afternoon?
Oh, not really, thanks. It's just more of the same.
You don't have to listen to Gran, you know. All you have to do is nod and say, oh yeah, in the right places.
Oh, that well-known male approach.
I'm only trying to help.
I know. Oh, look, she's a kind and generous woman. She just talks. Oh, that won't be for long. Hmm. So tell me about your day.
Right, well, this is what I came in to show you. Stan gave it to me.
The Borchester Sausage Trail?
Read on.
Borsetshire suppliers and sellers of sausages are invited to enter their best bangers in a competition held to mark British Sausage Appreciation Week.
Which is at the end of the month.
What do you have to do? What's this trail bit?
Well, Stan wasn't quite sure. But I think I should enter, don't you?
Yeah, of course you should.
It's got to be good publicity.
Go for it.
Yeah. I'll find out a bit more about it anyway. Now, what do you want to do? Something to eat here, or go for a pizza?
Tom, it's lovely of you, but what I really want is to go home, have a bath and go to bed.
Oh, okay.
And find myself some earplugs for tomorrow.
Did you email the menu for tomorrow, Lizzie?
No, they wanted it faxed for some reason.
And it's just the cover of this you want the copies of, isn't it?
Yes, please.
How do you spell ecstatic?
So you're fetched it?
No, I haven't had time.
I better do it now. Sorry, Mummy?
Ecstatic.
Are you? Good.
No. How do you spell it?
Good Lord, I don't know. E-X?
Well, that's what I've got, but the little wiggly lines come under it.
It's E-C, Julia. E-C-S.
Really?
Yes.
How extraordinary.
You can use spell check, you know.
Oh, I don't need my spelling check. There's nothing wrong with my spelling.
Well, the computer doesn't seem to think so. All these underlinings are misspellings.
Oh, how ridiculous.
It's up to you, but you surely don't want your fans to think you're illiterate.
Must be my typing. My finger must have slipped.
I expect so.
I'll put these copies on your desk, Lizzie.
Thanks. Look, Julia, this'll go through your document and offer you the correct spelling. Or at least try and guess which word you were aiming for.
Aiming for? I have you know I was awarded a copy of Palgrave's Golden Treasury for my spelling at school.
Look, there's only one D in adulation. Oh. There's two P's in opportunity, and it suggests you spell realise with a Z.
What? I don't intend the Friends of Julia newsletter to be full of Americanisms.
Who's been sending stuff to the printer?
Not me.
Trey, it's absolutely chocker.
Well, I may have tried to print off a few copies of my previous newsletter. Oh. I want to have some to hand.
Mummy!
Well, bring them here. I only left them there because you both complained so much last time and I tried to staple them together.
You spread yourself across three desks, Julia, when we were trying to work.
Well, what do you expect me to do? Grovel about on the floor?
I have told you before, if you print off one master, the photocopier can collate and staple it for you.
All this technology.
Look, Mummy, I'll talk you through it. I'll write you out some instructions, if you like.
Oh, if you have to.
Hello. Am I too early?
No, Mum, come in. Oh, we're the ones who are running late.
Evening, Jill. A belated but very happy birthday.
Thank you, Nigel. Julia?
Hello.
There's been a slight change of plan, I'm afraid. Do you mind awfully if we stay in and I cook you your birthday supper?
No, not at all.
It's my fault. I'm not available to babysit.
Oh?
No, Linda's auditioning for A Christmas Carol, and I'm rather keen to have a go.
Yes, of course. Any particular part?
Gosh, no, I'm not fussy.
It's so wonderful to think that a drop of my blood must be running through his veins. Well, I suppose a yearning for the theatre will out in the end.
It's only the village show, Mummy.
Nevertheless. Oh, by the way, Jill, that is a charming photograph of you which Elizabeth's displaying in the dining room.
Do you think so? Thank you.
Oh, you wouldn't find the average young woman today photographs anything you'd like as well.
No.
Oh, it's amazing what even the humblest provincial studio photographer could do with a bit of subtle lighting back in the 50s. Of course, I was very lucky.
Yes, what with your natural beauty and generous personality.
You know, my headshots were taken by someone who'd been assistant to Cecil Beaton.
Right, gentlemen. Thank you. If you'd care to have a look at the audition pieces, as we're a little low on numbers, everyone stands a good chance. Yes, Neville.
Sorry we're late, Linda.
Oh, Alistair and Daniel.
Hello.
Good evening. I can give you these, Alistair.
What? No, I've only brought him down to audition for Tiny Tim.
Yes, I quite understand, but if he was just a read Bob.
Oh, no, I've heard all about you persuading parents into parts they don't want. I've seen Ruth.
One moment, please. Daniel, here's Tiny Tim's part. Why don't you go and have a read through to yourself?
OK, thanks.
I'm asking you, Alistair, for Daniel's sake, not mine.
What?
Well, it's obvious. Think how it would help him to overcome his nerves to read opposite an adult whom he knows as his father anyway.
He's not in the least bit nervous. You saw him.
I think you'll find he's doing a very good job of covering up.
No, he's fine.
But do you really want to take the risk?
Linda, I'm telling you, he's not nervous.
Oh, well, have it your own way. But there's quite a lot of competition for the part, you know.
Is there?
Well, yes. I've already seen Jamie Purse.
Well, as an invalid, he's got to be 8 stone.
Oh, please, do I have to say it again? I am not taking a blinkered view of this production. I am pushing every boundary there is.
You must be if you consider me for a part.
But nonsense. You were very memorable as one of the Magi last year.
Dad, can we just get on with it?
You see? His nerves are beginning to tell.
Oh, he is not. Oh, all right, then I'll read it. But just to get the wretched thing over with.
Of course. If you'd like to get up on stage, please, Daniel. McAllister, your lines.
Thanks.
Right, quiet please, gentlemen, quiet please. And in your own time.
Well, my dear, if this isn't the perfect end to the perfect festivities.
Hear, hear, Father.
We've eaten and drunk our fill. We're warm, clothed, and in good spirits, are we not?
Indeed we are. Never better.
Do we all have our glasses charged?
Two tumblers and a custard cup without a handle, but yes.
Then a Merry Christmas to us all, my dears. God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
Go! Bravo! Bravo! Very well done. Now, if we could move on to the other scene.
Fine, as long as someone else reads. Done my bit, warming Daniel up, I think.
Warming me up?
Oh, very well. Where's Colin Kennedy got to?
It's I, your Uncle Scrooge, and I have come to dinner.
Oh, no.
I don't know how the children managed to get their toys into every corner of the room.
Mm. You lot were just the same.
Really? Oh, I thought I could blame their capacity to wreak havoc on Julia's genes.
Oh, dear. Oh,
well, honestly, Mum, what is she like?
Well, you're not going to change her now, Elizabeth.
There's catty comments about your lovely photograph.
Yes, I know.
She just can't bear anyone else to get a look in.
Come on now. She did have Freddie and Lily while you were away.
Not much. Hayley was here till all hours. Julia was too busy causing chaos in the office.
Was she?
Yes. She sent out so many copies of her wretched newsletter, the Frankie machine ran out.
Well, if it keeps her happy.
It's not keeping me happy. Half the time she's got Lewis in there as well, shoving things into envelopes. She's impossible.
It could be another of her fads. You'll see.
I don't know. All these fans seem to keep coming out of the woodwork.
They will. Like her novel and her autobiography.
Yes. You're probably right. I shouldn't let it get to me.
No, you shouldn't. You were so lovely and relaxed when you came back from Barcelona.
Yes. Tell me, how's Helen and Pat?
Well, I spoke to Peggy. She's filling in at the shop.
Oh, yes. Is that working out all right?
Yes, Peggy said she'd had a lovely day.
And how is Helen?
Well, it's hard to say. She's got a long way to go yet.
Of course. If anything like that ever happened to Lily, I don't know what I'd do.
I know, it doesn't bear thinking about. I'm hoping Kenton will ring again tomorrow to let us know how Mel's operation went.
And how's he getting on with Mariel? That's what I want to know.
Oh, he was full of it last night.
Really?
Yes. How she swims like a fish. How she calls him Daddy.
Oh, I bet he's loving it.
He is. I'm just worried it'll be such a wrench for him when he comes home.
You're not still hoping that one day Kenton's life might get less complicated, surely, Mum?
Silly of me, I know.
Oh, Elizabeth, Lewis and I are off now.
All right, Julia. Have a nice evening.
Thank you. Bye, Jill.
Bye.
Oh, yes, one more thing. Mm-hmm. There's a funny light flashing on the photocopier. Oh, well, two funny lights, actually.
Oh, what?
Paper jam, is it?
Paper jam.
It sounds like something one should enter for the flower and produce show, and it was something about toner out.
But there was plenty. How many newsletters have you done?
Well, not that many.
I'm not sure we've got any more toner, and we've still got tomorrow's conference packs to do.
Well, I'm sorry, but I was only obeying instructions.
Oh, Julia.
Now, you were the person who suggested I should use the copier in the first place.
Yes, I know, but...
I was only trying to get organised, as you keep telling me to do.
I dare say you were,
and
but...
that's... organise with an S.
And now Sid's resigning, there's no need for Adam to go off to Darrington.
Oh, no, of course not.
And we're saving face with him, Sid. Going to do him a presentation or something at the annual dinner.
Oh, that's a good plan.
Alistair, Alistair, happy news for you. I've just told Daniel here that he's got the part.
Great, isn't it?
Oh, well done.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yes, but I must ask you, I've already explained to him not to say a word until the end of the week when I shall put up the full male cast list.
You got that, Daniel? Not a word at school or anything?
Yeah, yeah, I heard.
Right, well, great. We'll be off then.
But I haven't finished yet. I'd like you to play Bob Cratchit, Alistair.
Oh, excellent!
Linda, I told you quite clearly I'm not interested.
Oh, Dad!
No, I'm sorry, Daniel, no way.
But all
I tell you what, Daniel, look, will you come and have a read through with me? I've got Fred and Mr. Todd here. Now, come along. Thanks.
You really are outrageous, Linda.
I don't understand, Alistair. Don't you want Daniel to succeed?
What?
Look, I have some very difficult casting decisions to make here. If you want to know, it was neck and neck between Daniel and Jamie.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I only gave Daniel the part because of his performance with you. Well, you heard him. He wasn't nearly as good opposite Higgs.
What child would be?
Alistair, I'm asking you, for his sake, to reconsider.
And I'm telling you no.
Fine. Fine. You tell him he hasn't got the part, then.
What? You can't take it off him now you've given it to him.
My giving it to him was conditional upon your accepting Bob.
Well, it might have been a good idea to consult me first.
I'm consulting you now.
This isn't being consulted, it's blackmail.
Here, missus, Leaks. You keeping us here till midnight or
yes,
what?
I'll be with you in a moment, Joe. Well?
It's not a big part, is it?
Oh, heavens no.
You sure?
Alistair, I wrote it.
Funny, I thought that was Dickens. Oh, well, look, OK, I'll do it then, but I'm not happy.
But Daniel will be, and isn't that the main thing?
Huh. Bye.
Good night. Right, everybody, would all those who'd like to read for Scrooge please come forward?
No, I'll tell you what, my friend. I am not going to stand this sort of thing any longer. And therefore, I'm about to raise your salary.
Yes, yes, thank you, Joe. Nigel?
Yes?
Aren't you going to read for Scrooge?
What, me?
I am as light as a feather. I am as happy as an angel. I am as giddy as a drunken man.
Joe.
No, you won't be up on stage.
No, I do not. Derek, I thought you were interested in Scrooge.
Derek Fletcher? Bah! Humbug!
Oh, come along, Derek, don't be shy.
I will live in the past, the present and the future.
Joe, please.
The spirits of all three shall strive within me.
Joe, I...
Oh, Jacob Marley, heaven in the Christmas time be praised.
Yeah, but, you know, I wouldn't...
If, yeah, no, no,
right, you too.
Come on. Can I call this meeting to order, please? Debbie.
Right. Well, the cultivations are all in
hand. I was driving past Brookfield the other day. How come you haven't rolled their cereal land yet?
I'm
trying to give it frost heave.
No.
And what about our rape? I mean, if you don't get some graminicide on it soon...
Dad, I've got the linseed harvest going on. I've been working flat out 7 days a week to try and keep on top of things. You've picked on the only two I haven't got round to yet.
I should hope so.
It'll all get done. I've got about a day's spraying left on the early wheat, and then I'll catch up with the rolling.
All right, there's no need to get defensive, Debbie. I've got every faith in you.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
I just thought I'd mention it. We are supposed to be upping our general productivity around
here.
Well,
that might be easier if I had a full staff.
Meaning?
Jeff. First he's pulled off to help at Bridge Farm, now he's giving Greg's cottage a makeover.
Oh, a couple of days' painting.
And Mum's informed me she needs him all day tomorrow for their flat-packed furniture.
I mean, for the good of the farm, Debbie. You'll just have him more flexible.
More like double jointing.
What was that?
Talking about the good of the farm, Brian, any more thoughts on the strawberries?
We're extending the covered area?
Mm.
Yeah, well, I'm still mulling it over, Adam. There's one or two people I want to talk to.
Fine. Well, I've been talking to my course tutor about it, actually.
Have you?
Mm.
It's your last day tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, he's really helped me sharpen up the figures.
Good. Well, let me see them sometime.
Well, we've got them here. Oh. And do you want to come round with me and this field inspector?
What's this?
Oh, didn't I mention? Oh, no, this has all happened since last week. No, it's a bloke from the fruit co-op. I've been talking to him about supplying them. They supply the supermarkets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was my tutor again who gave me the push to approach him.
Oh, wow, yeah. Excellent.
And we ran off these spreadsheets one lunchtime. Excuse me, Debs.
Sorry.
Yeah. You can see supermarket sales of homegrown strawberries have gone up by a double-digit amount this year.
But what were they paying the producers? We all know there was a glut.
There were plenty about, sure, but prices held up pretty well, as you can see from our returns.
Yeah. And you reckon expanding the multi-bays is what, 20k a hectare?
Less than that, in fact.
Hmm, right. And presumably we'd have to guarantee this co-op bloke the extra covered area to be in with a chance.
Yeah, assuming he's happy with the overall setup, of course.
Of course. Right, well, I'd better get my thinking cap on.
I was expecting to see Peggy in here. Is she still helping you out?
Yeah, but she's out at the moment.
Oh, hang on, Kirsty, I'll just get some raisins.
Yeah, I've sent her on a fact-finding mission to to compare our vitamin prices with the chemists and the health food shop.
That sounds quite a task.
Yeah. Should take most of the morning.
Are you not getting on?
Oh, Ruth, sorry. You're taking notice of me. I'm being mean.
I'm sure you're not.
Oh, it's so awkward with her being Tom's family.
How you feel?
Oh, she's only trying to help. Oh, she's driving me insane.
What does she do?
Well, it's more what she doesn't do, like work. She seems to think she's just here to chat to the customers.
That is part of the job, I suppose.
Yeah. But I had no idea she was so interested in old folk remedies.
What?
Old wives' tales and things. This woman came in wanting something for car sickness. Peggy goes and recommends her to sit on a newspaper.
What?
I'm not going to sell much ginger tea that way, am I? And as for winding a bit of cotton round your corns, when she could be selling them some vitamin E cream. You all right?
Yeah, sorry. It's just this cough. It's come on since the weekend.
You want to tell Peggy? I'm sure she'd have a cure.
Yeah. Like wear a flannel vest.
Oh, but only after you've boiled it in rainwater and dock leaves and drunk the infusion.
Oh, dear.
Do you want a drink of water?
No, thanks. I'm fine now.
Oh, I know what it is. You're trying to get out of playing Belle in A Christmas Carol, aren't you?
It had crossed me mind.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to be Joe Grundy's love interest.
Oh, Linda's determined she's not going to give him the part, though. She wouldn't even let him read at the auditions.
I'm surprised she can be so choosy. Who is going to be Scrooge, then?
Well, she's got to cast two, young and old, but she's being all secretive. Putting a list at the end of the week.
Oh, right.
Though she has tipped off Daniel that he's Tiny Tim and Nigel's Mr. Topper. We've got to keep you quiet, though.
Oh, she gets on such a power trip with these shows.
Yeah, and the best thing is she's bullied Alistair into being Bob Cratchit. Said it was a small part.
What?
I don't know how she gets away with it.
Thanks very much, you two. Pretty productive meeting, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say, Adam, I think this college course of yours has been money well spent. Don't you agree, Debbie?
Oh, definitely.
Looks like Andy's bringing the rams down. I'll go and see if there's anything I can do.
Tell him I'll be there in a bit, after I've checked the deer.
Right. See you.
See you.
Bye. Well, you played a blinder there.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on. He was practically drooling at the thought of the supermarkets.
Well, I'm not counting on anything. You know, Brian always likes to have the last word.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Look, Debs, for what it's worth, I thought he was a bit hard on you.
A bit?
Everyone knows it's a busy time of year.
Yeah, well, he seems to have conveniently forgotten. Mm. Anyway, look, I'd better get on before he tells me off for chatting.
Look, I tell you what. If you like, I could postpone taking the polythene off the last tunnel and put in a few hours to help you.
Adam, could you, really?
Yeah, I can wait until next week.
Well, if you're sure.
I'm sure.
That'd be wonderful. It'd really make up for not having Jeff.
Well, there you are, then. What do you want me to do? The rolling of Brookfield?
Yes, please. Let's get that out of the way, and then it'll leave me all today for spraying the weeds.
Consider it done.
Thanks, Adam.
Is this cake to take out?
Yeah, I better had.
And you got anything you fancied at the shop?
Just an excuse to get out, really. Escape from Peggy for a bit.
Oh, yeah, Will said she was helping out.
Oh, if that's what it's called. God knows, I'm earning my manager's pay.
Here you go.
Thanks.
I'm supposed to be getting more from Engineer while Kenton's away. I was going to speak to Mr. Woolley about it.
Well, I should check if I were you. The way Peggy goes on, I get the impression Jack doesn't hold anything in his head for more than 5 minutes. What do I owe you?
95, please.
Here.
Cheers.
Oh, though with her witching on at him all the time, it's hardly surprising. It's probably self-preservation. Oh, I just hope Tony hears soon.
About a proper replacement?
Yeah.
£5 change.
Thanks. Well, they didn't take long finding you someone, did they?
No, she started Monday.
Any good?
She's okay, a bit quiet.
Hey, you don't know how lucky you are.
I miss the company. At least Kenton's a laugh.
I suppose so.
Still, I've only got to put up with her for a couple of weeks. Whereas with you...
I know. We don't know how long it'll be for.
How is Helen? Me and Will were so shocked to hear.
God, it's awful. Oh, but at least she's somewhere now where they can look after her. That's the main thing. Try and sort her out.
You seen her?
No, not yet.
I didn't really notice on the day, but when I saw the wedding photo, she looked really skinny.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Me and Will ought to send her a card or something.
Oh, yeah, do. Yeah, I think she needs cheering up. Anyway, how are you?
Very well.
Oh, well, you look it, Em. You look great. Is everything going okay, then?
What, with the baby or with Will?
Both.
Well, I've seen the doctor and I'm booked in to see the midwife first thing Friday. 14 weeks now.
Are you? Really?
Yeah. And Will's just been incredible. He's so happy about the baby and he's really looking after me.
Good.
No. Look, honestly, Kirsty, all that stuff before the wedding, it was just stupid. Well, once I was away from here and honeymoon and on my own with Will, well, it's just like it should be.
Well, I'm really happy for you.
Sorry I was so hysterical before. Obsessing over Ed.
Oh, we've all done it. Like I said, it's 99% got to be Will's baby.
Of course it is. Of course it is, I know that.
Good. So you can put all that behind you now and get on with married life.
Exactly. That's exactly what I want to do. Oh, we're moving into the cottage at the end of the week.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's been decorated and everything. Mrs. Aldridge has let us choose some furniture, just handed me the catalogue.
Oh, wow.
We haven't even got to put it all together, that Jeff's doing it.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, when's the housewarming?
We haven't thought about that yet.
No, I bet you won't want a slot there, messing up your nice new things.
No, you and Tom will have to come round. I can cook, we can have a dinner party.
Hey, steady. You're freaking me out with all this housewife stuff.
Sorry.
Hey, you're not going to go all Stepford Wives on me now.
No. Oh, but you've got to come round.
Yeah, we will. Oh, there's no hurry, though. Haven't exactly got a lot of energy for a social life at the moment.
No, right.
Tom was going on about some special music night Fallon's organising, but I can't even think about it right now.
No.
So you just play house for a bit and enjoy yourself. And then we'll come round and trail mud on the carpet and spill red wine on your sofa, OK?
Oh, Laura, don't forget the pappardelle.
Chef!
How's she doing, your new sous chef?
Oh, if I can persuade her to stay, I think I've got someone I can work with. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying a new approach, you know? All one big happy family.
Sounds good. So, there's a chance you might get a night off this week, then, is there?
Yeah, well, tomorrow's still looking good. Is it okay for you?
Yeah, great. What should we do? Feldmersham? Birmingham?
Oh, not Birmingham again. I was there yesterday.
Oh, yeah, of course. The food show. How was it?
It was fantastic. Lots of ideas.
Great. Anything involving strawberries or venison?
I'll tell you all about it. Oh, come over tonight, Adam. What, after I've finished here?
Oh, no, I better not. I've got to be up really early tomorrow.
Oh, well.
I want to do a bit of spraying for Debs before college. Get her out of it.
That's very good of you.
Well, Brian's got her under the cosh at the moment. And the forecast said the wind might get up later in the day.
Oh, so it's all for one at home farm too, is it?
The way Brian keeps carrying on about the productivity of the farm and upping the income, I just think Debbie and I are better off presenting the united front.
No, nothing like a common enemy, eh?
Or something like that. Anyway, it won't hurt me to help her out. I don't want to lose all my expertise on the arable, after all.
No, of course not.
So, should we just stay local tomorrow, then? The ball?
Yeah, well, it suits me. Well, 7:30 late-ish.
Great. So, I better let you get back to your happy crew.
Yeah, I'd better.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bye.
See ya. Oh, Adam. Oh, well. No matter.
So, I've got to print out cards for the soup of the month. The
pumpkin.
Uh-huh, and the wine of the month. Now, there was something else.
The children's half-term meal, dear.
Oh, yes! Great! Thanks, Owen.
Oh, good, darling, you're open. Can I get a drink in here?
Good morning, Lillian. I'm afraid you're a bit early.
Yeah, we only serve alcohol with meals.
I see my reputation's preceded me. I only meant a hot drink.
Sorry, of course. Tea? Coffee?
Oh, no, darling. Poison. Just a pot of hot water, please.
Is that all?
Well, I'm on a detox. I've got to lose 2 pounds by tonight.
Oh, good luck. Can I tempt you to a slice of lemon with it?
Ooh, why not?
Right. Won't be a minute.
Well, hello, Owen. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
I've just been to your shop, as a matter of fact. Birthday present for my old cleaning lady in Guernsey. Load of old tats mothered in Lower Loxley logo. She'll love it.
Here we are. One hot water with lemon.
Delicious.
I'll leave you to enjoy it. I've got puddings to think about.
Oh, darling, how could you? Oh, you've been keeping him to yourself.
Sorry.
He's such a sweet boy. Not much of a talker.
No. I know what you mean. Mind you, you should see him if something goes wrong in the kitchen.
Touch of the Gordon Ramsays.
Oh, I should say so.
So, still waters run deep.
Well, I think he needs bringing out of himself.
Oh, that's better. Hi, Adam.
Hi. Is this a good time? Better time?
No, you're fine. I've just jumped out for a quick drag.
All right. Look, Ian, this evening, can we make it 8, no earlier?
Why? Have you had a better offer?
Not really. It's just, well, as it's our last session, some of us from the course thought we'd go for a quick drink.
Yeah, go on then. Students, eh? Load of layabouts.
Not this one. You know, I told you I was getting up early this morning.
Yeah.
7 o'clock, I'm out spraying the raid. I come back, can't find Debbie, leave a message with Andy, come to college.
Whoa, this is gripping so far.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Anyway, I've just had Debs on the phone laying into me. Seems she didn't see Andy before she jumps on the sprayer and goes off and sprays some wheat. She's only just spoken to him now.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I've lost the plot. Could you give it to me again for the heart of understanding?
Yeah, the point is, I was using graminicide on the rape, right? To knock out grass weeds and any leftover volunteer cereals.
Yeah.
She was spraying the wheat with aphicide, but the problem is there was a bit of graminicide still left in the tank.
Oh, right, I'm with you with the wheat being a cereal.
Exactly.
Well, but you washed the tank out, surely? Else it'd be like me using, well, I don't know, a pan of just-cooked onion soup in to make custard?
No, I didn't. There was one field I didn't quite have time to finish. That's what Andy was meant to tell her.
What, so you're in trouble?
Yeah, that's what you get for trying to do someone a favour. Well, it's what I get anyway. And we're talking to from Debbie on how she is still in charge of the arable. I thought she'd finished the wheat yesterday.
No, what can you do? It's done now.
Well, it was only a tiny bit. I honestly don't think it'll have done much damage, if any.
That's okay then. Look, she'll calm down.
Yeah, I know. So much for happy families, though, eh?
Right, yeah.
Look, I have to go. It's my final lecture. I'll see you later.
Okay. Bye,
night. Bye.
Oh, Adam, about tonight, I've asked...
Ooh, is that the mail cast list?
Am I in it?
No, that won't be going up till tomorrow, I'm afraid, Jenny.
Oh.
I'm just putting up a notice about the harvest supper.
Oh, don't take all the space. I've got to put one up about Shrek too.
Mum's getting it for show at half term.
Lovely. So we've come to get the first one out as a treat. Go and see if they've got it, Jamie. And if not, choose something else.
Okay.
Look, Linda, can you just tell me, off the record, is he in your Christmas carol or not? He's desperate to be Tiny Tim. Well, it's very difficult, Cathy, with an ensemble of cast.
Because if he's not, quite frankly, I'm going to have to reconsider my part.
What?
Well, I can't be organising someone to sit with him every night. I'd have to be at rehearsals.
Well, what about Kenton?
Kenton? I don't even know if he'll be around. It all depends on Mel's back.
But, Cathy, you can't let me down.
I may not have a choice.
Oh, dear. I did want to ponder this a little more this evening.
It's not very fair, expecting the children to wait all week.
No, you're right. Well, look, I can tell you this. Jamie's not Tiny Tim.
Oh. Well, in that case...
But I have got a part for him. A very good part.
Oh, what?
The turkey boy.
Who?
You know, at the end of the play, Scrooge leans out of the window and sends him off to buy a turkey.
Oh, right. Is it a big part?
Well, it's an absolutely key role, a plot pivot, because it truly marks Scrooge's change of heart.
Well, never mind all that. What does he get to say?
Scrooge leans out of the window and asks if he knows the poulterers, and the boy says...
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Is that it?
In my version, yes.
Well, I don't think Jamie's going to be very impressed with that.
It's more than Pip Archer's got. She's only an urchin.
That's not the point.
Look,
I'll tell you what I could do. Hmm? I could go back to the original and insert a few more lines.
Ah, so there's more he could say.
Yes, yes, in the book they have quite an exchange. I shall have to cut elsewhere, though.
Well, you can cut some of my lines if you like.
I don't think that'll be necessary.
Oh, whatever.
I suppose it is a pity to squash young ambition.
Yes, it is. And older ambition, for that matter.
I'm sorry.
Joe's really keen to be Scrooge.
So, you're the head of a team of how many?
Well, sometimes it feels like 500, but...
Well, this is a bit of luck, my two most favourite men.
Lillian, nice to see you.
Hello again, Owen.
Oh, hello.
Oh, you don't mind if I join you, do you? I've been stuck at the bar listening to Neil Carter droning on about Malta.
Oh, dear.
Mind you, I thought I had a date, but that went belly up when I got a call at 4 o'clock telling me he cancelled.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, it'll be that appalling wife of his throwing another tantrum. Well, it's Matt's loss.
He must be mad.
Oh, darling, darling, you are a sweetheart.
Sorry I'm late. Quite a crowd.
Hello, Adam.
Hi.
Well, you know Owen, don't you, from Lower Loxley?
Yeah. Didn't we meet at the fete?
Yeah, that's right, the Bush Tucker Challenge.
Right. Well, can I get anyone a drink?
Oh, yes, please.
No, it's my round. Let me get them. Same again, Ian?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Adam?
Thanks. Same for me as well.
That's easy, then.
Well, come and keep your company, darling. You don't want to have to hear all about Brick Lane, do you?
I thought it was just the two of us.
Yeah, well, I ran into Owen at the food show the other day.
Huh? You didn't say?
Well, no, I meant to say I'd asked him for a drink, but then you had to rush off.
Hey, it's no problem.
Good. He seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Oh, come along, Owen. It's not too late. There are still some male parts left uncast.
No, really, thanks. I'm not sure Amdram's my thing.
Ah, don't be silly. What's the average restaurant kitchen, if not pure theatre?
Yeah, well, not all of them. I shouldn't go by what you see on the telly.
What's the play again, Linda?
A Christmas Carol.
Oh, no men in tights, though.
This year, no.
Pretty.
Yeah, but you've got all your women's parts sorted anyway.
Even there, I have a few gaps. I'm trying to take a rather untravelled view of casting, you see, so some of my choices aren't entirely conventional.
You do love making work for yourself, don't you?
I find it rather rewarding.
It makes me feel tired.
How do you mean, not conventional?
Well, with the spirits, for example, I was hoping...
Talking of spirits, where's my drink? Sid, can we have some service down here?
Oh, never mind. Oh, there's Bert. I was hoping to catch him. I wonder if Adam might reconsider.
So, Owen sat on the deck of this great big yacht down the south of France, shucking oysters, and minded his own business, and this tramp comes up to him and says...
Adam!
Oh, evening, Linda.
Now, I know you said you were too busy.
Yeah, the answer's still no.
But I can just see you as Scrooge's nephew.
No, thank you.
Well, don't you think it would be nice for Alice to have another member of her family in the cast?
What? Why?
Moral support.
Well, she's got Amy for that.
Oh, well, all right. But I'm sure you'll be called upon to run her back and forth to rehearsals. When you think about it, you might just as well be in it yourself.
Nice one, Linda.
No, I've heard all about you blackmailing parents like poor Ruth. It's not going to work with me.
Well, I think you'll find that blackmail can work both ways. Some parents are quite unscrupulous when it comes to their little darlings. But what about Debbie, then?
For Scrooge's nephew?
No, I still have a few women's parts left uncast.
What, like what?
Like the Spirit of Christmas Present, for one.
Well, that's the cheery one, isn't it?
Yes, a dispenser of mirth, jollity and general goodwill. Oh, my goodness. Of course!
I love that beer.
Me too. So clever.
Oh, now, come on, love, off to bed.
Oh, Mum.
Jamie, it's way past your bedtime. I'm coming up myself in a minute. Go on now, go.
OK, see you in a minute.
Yeah, in a minute. Hello?
Hi, it's me.
Oh, Kenton, how are you, love? How's Mel?
Yeah, everything's going fine. She's had the op, she's doing well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's still quite drugged up, but OK.
Oh, it's a big operation. How long are they going to keep her in?
Well, she'll be out of hospital at the weekend, but obviously it's going to take her some time to get over it.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, and the worst thing is it's really upsetting for Mariel.
Oh, I bet it is, poor little soul.
Oh, it's awful, actually. I mean, she wants to come to the hospital and then, you know, She gets upset seeing Mel, and Mel gets upset.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's not very good all round. So, anyway, I've decided to change my plans.
You're going to stay longer?
No, quite the reverse. I'll be back Monday morning.
What?
With Muriel.
Well, you're bringing Muriel to England?
Yeah. Well, there's no one here to look after her, really, while Mel convalesces, and I've discussed it with Mel, and it seems like the perfect opportunity for Muriel to get to know the rest of the family.
Kenton, you've just said how upset she is already. Isn't this going to throw her even more?
No, she'll have me.
She hardly knows you.
Well, like I say, this is a chance for her to get to know me, and the other way round.
But, Kenton...
Anyway, Kathy, you'd like to meet my daughter, wouldn't you?
I was hoping to catch Tony.
Oh, he's still milking, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, I'll wait then. Anya's opening up.
Okay. Anything I can do?
No thanks, Pat. I better speak to him. Did you see Helen last night?
Yes, we did.
How was she?
Worrying about her anxiety management sessions.
Oh, great.
I know. But at least she's going to them. It's an improvement on last week, anyway.
Yeah, that's true. And in general, she's...
Well, she seems to be eating a bit more, but she doesn't exactly look well yet.
Well, it's too soon.
Yeah, that's what Terry keeps saying. Oh, he's marvellous. With Helen and with me and Tony, too.
Oh, good.
Thing is, she's not exactly a textbook anorexic, is she?
No, you're right.
So I think, in a way, she's quite an interesting case. But I don't mean that nastily.
No, I can see that she's, well, different.
Yeah. But Terry seems to have a really good rapport with her. They understand all she's been through. And they're going to start to address it.
Oh, you're so lucky to get her in there.
No. When I think... Oh, anyway, they're going to start introducing a whole lot of different therapies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, some of them are just things like yoga and relaxation.
Oh, yes.
I know, I could do with some myself.
Oh, you're not the only one.
Kirsty, are you sure there isn't anything I can help you with?
No, I... Oh, well, yeah, perhaps you can. Do you know if Tony's heard anything back from this agency yet?
Oh.
What?
I don't actually think he ever rang them.
What?
I'm sorry, Kirsty. I think once Peggy was in the shop, he thought, well, I suppose we both did, that the urgent need had gone away.
Oh, great.
And he's been so busy propping me up and coping with the farm that
I know what it's been like, but... Well, if he hasn't done anything about it, do you mind if I suggest something?
No, what?
Well, my housemate, Gemma's between jobs at the moment. Can I ask her to help out?
Between jobs?
Oh, I know what you're thinking, Pat, but she's really good. She's waiting to go into the police, and that's the only reason she's been temping.
Oh, I see. Oh,
she's worked in retail before, and she can start on Monday.
Well, she sounds terrific to me.
I'll tell her then, shall I?
Yeah, do, please.
Oh, thanks, Pat. Thanks a lot.
So you won't be needing Peggy anymore?
No.
Right.
But, maybe we should get some flowers or something as a thank you.
Yeah, it's a very good idea. You shouldn't have to tell her, though. Perhaps Tony... No, he's got the potato pickers today.
Milk, Mum! Oh, hi, Kirsty. What are you doing here?
I'm not due at the shop till later, so I thought I'd pop in and see how things were.
Fine, thanks, Mrs. Woolley.
You seem to be coping very well.
Yeah, there is just one thing.
Yes?
Kenton told me he was going to speak to Mr. Woolley about me being paid as a manager while he was away, but when I checked with the bank this morning, my money's gone in, but it's just the same as normal.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
Did Kenton forget to tell him?
No, it's Jack. And I reminded him about it on Monday.
Oh,
I'm so sorry, Emma. I'll make sure he sorts it out before the end of the day.
Oh, well, thanks, Mrs. Woolley.
There's something else he's got to speak to you about as well.
Yeah?
We had a call from Kenton last night.
Is everything okay?
Yes. Well, Mel's making a good recovery anyway.
Good.
But Kenton slightly altered his plans. He's coming back on Monday now.
Huh.
Oh, he'll still be off next week. And then apparently he's going to be working part-time for a while.
Part-time? Well, how's that going to work then?
Well, that's what Jack wants to speak to you about.
I mean, this temp I've got can only do next week. She's got a job at the Feathers after that.
I know.
What sort of part-time's he thinking of?
I don't know yet. I don't think Kenton quite knows himself. He'll have his little girl with him, you see.
What?
So I'm afraid there's not a lot of point in us trying to work out what to do until he gets back. I'm sorry, Emma, but that's how it is.
It's brilliant, that is.
Sorry?
Well, it's just like everything's changing all the time at the moment. I don't even know where I'll be sleeping tonight.
How do you mean?
Me and Will are supposed to be moving into the cottage today. That's if all the furniture's arrived and got put together, OK? You know what the self-assemble stuff's like. If you're missing one screw, the whole lot falls down.
Oh, but Emma, you shouldn't be here. You should have let us know.
What can I do? There's no one else.
I'm sure I could fill in here for the afternoon.
Oh, Mrs. Woolley, it's very kind of you.
I could at least ask Kirsty if she could manage without me at the shop.
Hi, Emma. I want to talk to you about sausages. Hi, Gramps.
Hiya.
Hello, dear. Tom, you might know. Do you think Kirsty could cope without me this afternoon?
I'm not sure. She thinks she can struggle through. Let's go and ask her, shall we?
I mean, if you were in charge of a toddler who's already freaking out, would you fly her halfway round the world to stay with a load of people she's never met?
No, but I'm not Kenton, am I?
No, but honestly, Pat.
Well, I suppose she's met Phil and Jim, at least.
She was only 6 months old.
Yeah. Is it that long ago they went?
Yes.
What do they make of it all?
They had the same sort of phone call I did. Kenton all pleased with himself, telling them how wonderful it'll be for them to spend time with their granddaughter.
Well, so where's Meryl going to stay? Just flat.
Oh, no, that's completely unsuitable. Jill's getting the spare room ready at Glebe Cottage.
He's not just going to dump Meryl on her.
No, to be fair, he's talking about working part-time while she's here.
That's something.
Yeah. Oh, he is incredible, though.
You know, I'm surprised Mel agreed to it.
I can only think the poor thing's so doped up, she's not thinking clearly.
Possibly.
You know, it's funny. There I was, worrying about him dancing attendance on his supposedly gorgeous ex.
Were you? The woman's flat on her back, for heaven's sake.
Well, that's what I mean. Kenton attending to her every need.
Oh, Kathy.
But now he's coming home sooner. I don't seem to like that either.
Well, he's jolly lucky he's got you all to rally round.
To be honest, I'm not sure how much I can do. It's such a busy time at work. And did I tell you, Jamie and I are in Linda's play.
Are you?
Yes. Once she gets her rehearsals going, I bet we won't have a minute.
No. I hope Lillian realises what she's taken on.
Lillian?
Yeah. Linda's offered her the part of Christmas present.
She hasn't accepted.
Oh, I think she was fairly well away at the time. She thinks it'll be a laugh.
There's someone who's never worked with Linda.
Quite.
She's put the full cast list up now. She still hasn't cast the older Scrooge yet.
I thought Joe was going to go for it.
Yeah, he did. She wouldn't even let him read.
Well, she's crazy. He'd be perfect.
Mm, she keeps saying she's got some vision for the production, and it obviously doesn't include Joe.
Well, that sounds pretty short-sighted to me. Not as if she can afford to be choosy.
No. Still, I'd better get back to work, I suppose.
Ah, thanks for the order.
That's okay. How's Helen?
Oh, she said to say thank you for the book you sent her and the card.
How is she?
She's making progress, so they say. But it all seems painfully slow to me.
I'm sure it does.
I asked last night about when she might be able to have a home visit.
Oh, yeah?
They seem to think that's still quite a long way off.
Oh, Kirsty, thank you.
I hope the colours are okay.
They're beautiful. You didn't have to get me any flowers.
Go on, Gran, it's the least we could do.
That's very naughty of you, but thank you. And your friend can definitely start next week.
Yeah, in fact, she's coming in tomorrow, she's so keen.
That's lucky she was free.
Very.
Well, I suppose I should get over to the cafe then, if you're sure you don't need me this afternoon.
No, Peggy, honestly, I'll manage.
And thanks for all your help, Gran.
It's my pleasure. And if you ever need me again, Kirsty, just give me a ring.
Right. Will do.
Bye-bye, then.
Bye.
And don't let Emma leave until I've been over and asked her about the sausage trail, will you?
It's all right. She doesn't want to go till about three.
OK, see you in a bit.
Bye-bye, dears. Thanks again for the flowers.
No problem. Bye.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so happy.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. I know she's your gran. I don't think we hurt feelings, did we?
No, she seemed perfectly happy. And you look a whole lot better already.
I feel it. Oh, so what's this about your famous sausage trail, then?
Right, well, I found out how it works. On the day, there's different sausages being served all day at different venues.
Yeah?
So the Echo prints a list of which place is serving what, and a map, and people go around sampling them and scoring them according to how good they think they are.
People? Like, anyone?
Yeah, members of the public. That's the point. Anyway, at the end, they vote for the top three, and all the votes get counted, and there's a winner.
So you're going to serve yours at Jack's?
Well, as I've got two types of sausage, I thought we could do the spicy ones at Jack's.
Yeah.
And the originals here.
Ah, I see.
Please, Kirsty, I know it's a bit of a drag.
Oh, but... shut up, Tom. Anything. Absolutely anything.
Em, in here.
Downstairs looks amazing. Oh, Will.
Do you like it?
You made the bed up and everything.
Yeah, oh, Mrs. Olgy's helped me. And to put up the curtains. Oh,
it looks even better than I imagined.
That's what she said. She was complimenting you on your good taste.
Was she?
Yeah.
Well, it weren't just me.
You chose most of it.
Love it. All of it. Oh, I love the view from this window as well.
I thought on the window ledge we could have one of the wedding photos.
Oh, yeah, or one of the honeymoon ones. Oh, we could have that one of us on the beach, you know, the sunset one.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
You know what? We were stupid in Mexico.
What?
Well, we should have got one of them paint sign things they had in the market. It said Casting the Wave, was it?
Oh, yeah, New Home.
Well, never mind.
Nah, we don't need a sign, do we? It's still Casanova to us.
Yeah. You know, Will.
What?
Thought I was happy in Mexico. But it's nothing to how happy I am now.
Oh, Em. Oh, me too. Hey, guess what? We've got a bottle of champagne in the fridge.
What?
From Brian and Jennifer.
Oh, Will!
How about we crack it? Oh, no. You shouldn't be drinking. Oh, and you went to the midwife today. Oh, I'm so sorry, Em. What with everything? How was it?
Fine.
What did she say? Is the baby growing all right? What about your blood pressure? Mum says your blood pressure's very
Will,
important.
Will, stop stressing. It was fine. I'm fine. I'll tell you all about it when you've opened the champagne.
But if you can't have any...
As a matter of fact, the midwife said the odd drink's perfectly okay.
Really?
Yeah. So bad luck. Might even have a whole glass. Mm. You'll have to drink the rest, though.
I suppose I could force myself. Thing is, Em, I don't need champagne to get high. Everything's going so great. Honest, I couldn't be happier.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.